sweetheart.
Hi, Cliff.
Well, how was the charming and beautiful Mrs. Huxtable's day in court?
Ooh.
Well, you get him next time.
Oh, that's what you said the last time.
Well, then in that case, you blew it.
Well, thank you.
Hi, Mom.
Vanessa, it is almost dinner time.
Dad made me do it.
I said she could have a snack after she practiced the clarinet.
So did she?
Did you?
You know what?
Practice the clarinet for the recital.
You didn't make me.
So will you tell your daughter how important this is?
What, you planning on leaving town right away?
Explain to this girl that she's got a featured solo in less than a week.
But, dear, the girl is standing right there.
And don't let her get out of it.
Vanessa. Vanessa, I want you to practice.
I will, as soon as I finish my homework.
How much do you have?
I have a history essay on the Hundred Years' War.
Okay, how long will it take?
About 15 minutes.
Well, that's not bad. That's 7 years a minute.
That's if I want a D.
What if you want an A?
About an hour tops.
Go for the A.
Hi, Daddy.
Hey, how you doing, Peaches?
Are you mad at me?
Should I be?
This morning I got a kiss and a hug.
Okay. Wow! There, that better?
No.
What am I supposed to do?
Well, Mary Lopez's father kisses her. He says, I love you, Mary.
I love you, Mary. I love you, Rudy.
And he says it in Spanish.
Mr. Lopez is a troublemaker.
You know what?
What?
Mary can have a snack anytime she wants.
Oh, really? Huh. Mom's in the kitchen.
What?
My sentiments exactly.
Well?
Vanessa promised she would practice.
When are we going to learn? First, it was Denise and her ice skating lessons. We buy the ice skates, the outfit, she lasts 2 weeks. Then there's Theodore and his karate lessons, a day and a half.
But we didn't go for too much there. All we paid for was a white bathrobe and a couple pieces of wood. How much did we go for with the clarinet?
Oh, well, you know how we agree that when a child shows an interest in something, it's our parental duty to nurture it?
Right. Well, what did it run us?
Well, it's not like we're hard up for money or anything.
What did it run us?
And, you know, you're not going to believe this, but in the long run, it's a lot cheaper than renting.
What did it run us?
$245.
$245?
But that included the case.
Well, it better include a set of lips. You are now dead meat.
Check. Let's go. Time is money.
You don't even have a job. Where's what money? Time is money. You know, time and money, time is money. Me, you know, I have a job, not planning on getting a job, and can't even spell job. Now, deal with that.
Queen Jack.
I know a check when I see one, man. I'm the person who taught you how to play. You remember?
Hey, you did a good job.
Are you playing chess or are you calling for the bellhop? Have we moved closer to the river?
think she's blowing to the right end?
I think she just killed a goose.
She is awful.
I think we ought to soundproof her room.
And move.
That's it. Halftime, man.
Dad, just for halftime and chess.
Yeah, the band is playing, so that's halftime. Oh, please, no, come here. Here. Where did you get this from?
Vanessa said I could play with it.
This is not a toy. This is a goose killer.
Hi, Daddy.
Vanessa, do you know how much we paid for that?
No.
$245. 245. Do you know what can be purchased with $245? You can get brakes for 6 Chevys.
But I do appreciate you buying this.
Some time ago, young lady, you came to us and you said you would do anything if we would allow you to take up the clarinet. Now, what happened?
Dad, I just don't like it anymore. Okay. And neither does Janet Meisner. She quit 2 weeks ago.
So that means you have to quit, too.
It's no fun without Janet. We're just like the Three Musketeers. Except there's only 2 of us. Couldn't I switch to gymnastics?
No.
If it's the money, I mean, Janet's father hocked her clarinet, got $40 for it.
$40? I paid $2 for... Look, you agreed to be in that recital. They are counting on you.
Dad, they won't even miss me.
You can quit later. We'll talk about it. But you have a responsibility to go through with that recital. Now, you are going to do it. Now, I want you to practice. Do you understand?
I understand.
All right, you do understand me?
Yes.
All right, then. Okay?
I'm okay.
Okay. Now, is there anything you need?
No.
You sure?
Positive.
You don't want brighter lights in the room?
No.
How about a pot of coffee?
No.
All right, now, don't forget, you got a responsibility. Practice, right?
I'll do my best.
That's all I'm asking for. Part of responsibility.
So, he will let you out of it, huh?
No.
Did you get his responsibility speech?
Yeah.
Long or short version?
The long version.
With the pot of coffee.
Uh-huh.
So, what'd you tell him?
I told him I'd do my best.
Was that your best?
Yeah.
And the recital's when?
In 5 days. I'm in big trouble.
Oh, I'm not jogging with you.
Yes, you know that deep down inside you want to. You know that you're going to wake up in the morning with an irresistible urge to go jogging with your husband.
Jogging with all that? Looks like you're going on a spacewalk.
Claire, in order to go jogging and do it properly, you must have the necessary equipment.
Cliff, why can't you be satisfied with a nice, pleasant jog in the park?
Because serious joggers are not satisfied with a nice, pleasant jog in the park.
Cliff, jogging with you is not fun.
Claire, let me tell you, you want to talk about fun? You want to talk about what is fun? This is the way I jog. See, I'm serious. I have the pepper. Do you understand? I have the pepper. This is the way I'm moving. This is the way my wife jogs. Must have at least three of these tucked here. And then she bursts out. Oh, Cliff. Cliff. You're moving too fast. Now, I don't know what you can burn off there other than these tissues.
I do not enjoy jogging full speed, carrying 59 pounds of unnecessary equipment while you scream, move it, Claire, move it, no pain, no gain. Now, we always get in an argument, and I end up walking home alone, and I hate jogging with you.
Okay.
And whoever's up at this hour had better have a good excuse.
I can't sleep. Good enough?
What's the matter, honey?
Dad, I don't think I can be in this recital.
Why?
I have a sore throat.
The recital's in 4 days.
It's one of those slow-building sore throats.
Vanessa, it's after midnight. Now, what's wrong?
Mom, I'm worried.
What are you worried about?
You've heard me practicing. I'm really bad, aren't I?
I think you're doing pretty well.
You're only 11 years old. Nobody's asking you to play like Benny Goodman.
Who?
Look, you're going to be just fine. I can understand your doubts. I had the same doubts when I went out on my first date.
Dad, this is not the same thing. You have to practice to do this.
Listen, I'm telling you, my first date, I had to practice. Now, when I was 13 and a half years old, my voice was cracking, and I was embarrassed about it. And people would say, what is your name? And I'd say, my name is Heathcliff Huxtable. And I didn't want to sound like that. I wanted to sound smooth and mature. So I practiced. What is your name, son? Heathcliff Huxtable. Heathcliff Huxtable. Heathcliff Huxtable. And then I began to practice my smiles. I had three of them. I had a full smile. I had a three-quarter smile. And then I had a quarter smile. And I practiced all of those things. And then, the night of my date, I walked up to the house. I was nervous, but I had practiced. I rang the doorbell, and her father opened the door, and he said, what do you want? And I said, my name. And I ran away. I ran for about a block, and then I stopped myself, and I said, no, 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 you practice. Go back there. Give it to him. Three-quarter, one-quarter, full. And I went back, and I rang that bell, and he said, who are you? And I said, my name is Heathcliff Huxtable. Now, do you understand that?
Yes.
All right. And so, now, you feel better?
No. Good night.
Good night, Vanessa.
Checkmate.
That's four in a row for the man on the comeback trail.
Dad, you're a bad loser, but you're a worse winner.
And now on my drive for five, I am going to, my boy, let you have the first move.
Wait a minute, Dad, hold on.
Was there something troubling you, son?
No.
What? Are you looking for rain?
Hey, I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, forget it. She's not playing till Mr. Hampton gets here.
When's that?
Soon.
Halftime.
Why is Mr. Hampton coming?
Mr. Hampton is coming to give your sister some instructions on the clarinet.
He told me he knew you when you were a little boy.
That's true. Mr. Hampton is an old friend. He was a music teacher when I was in school.
They have music when you went to school?
Some.
Did they have potato chips?
Yes, we had potato chips. No, they didn't have TV.
Then what did you watch while you eat potato chips?
Radio. Hi, Mr. Hampton.
Hi, Doc.
How are you?
Hi, Mr. Hampton.
Hi, Rudy. Long time no see.
Do it, do it.
Do what?
You know.
Oh, you always ask me to do that.
What?
Daddy, Daddy, look! His face is gonna explode.
Oh, no, no, not old rubber face.
Can he stay for dinner?
Mm-hmm.
I want to watch him put a whole chicken in his mouth.
If you're nice, I'll do something for you. Watch out.
A little insurance policy on the recital.
He's going to take my place?
No, he's going to give you private lessons.
Come on, let's get started.
Thank you, Daddy.
It won't help.
Gentlemen, that was Bobby Tucker on the bassoon giving you his rendition of Flight of the Bumblebee.
It was more like the wounded moth.
In just a moment now, we will hear from our beginners class.
That's me.
Good luck, honey.
Better be good. I gave up hanging out with my friends to see this.
Go get them, kid.
Hey, where are you going? My kid already played.
Who, the Bumblebee?
Oh, sit down. My kid's going on. I'm paying $4 an hour for parking.
Yeah, well, I don't care. My $4, I paid $6.
Come on, watch my kid.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, our beginners class with their medley of popular songs was soloed by Miss Vanessa Huxton.
Thank you.
Cosby Show is videotaped in front of a live studio audience.